I was just reading it in my study, Psalms 107, and let's look at verse 1. Now, you all really don't have to stand, because I'm going to read right through this chapter, unless you want to stand for the first two verses. How's that? I won't make you stand all the whole chapter. Praise God. Notice it says in that first verse, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is what?
Good.
He's good. For his mercy endureth forever." It just sounds like it never runs out. Thank God for those that trust in him. "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy."
Come on.
Hallelujah. "And gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them." Then, underscore it, highlight it. "Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them," what? "Out of their distresses."
Yes.
"And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation." Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. "For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness." Ain't you glad of that? Praise God, praise God. I like this. You know, when they took the original scriptures, and all the Old Testament was written in the original Hebrew, and all of the New Testament was written in the original Greek. So when they translated it over into the King James Version, they had to take the meaning of the Hebrew words here. And every word, it's so precise, God's word is, that Jesus said not one jot or tittle of the law would pass until all be fulfilled. Every little period that's in your Bible, look through the scriptures to where you see the exclamation marks. They're in there.
Yep.
It means that that scripture was spoken and was written by the original authors with an excitement in them.
Yep.
And when it comes to the word "oh," it's a feeling of the soul. There's no definition, really, of the word "oh." You've got the "o" and you've got the "oh," and it all means the same. So when you come to that, it's an expression of the soul. It's a desire down deep in the heart that when it was spoken, said, "Oh, oh, oh, that man would praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works to the children of men." Oh, in Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter, oh, it was God talking. It was God speaking to Moses to tell the children of Israel, oh, that they had such a heart in them that they would serve me and keep my commandments. Can you imagine God walking up to somebody and said, "Oh, how much I want to touch you. Oh, how much I want to help you. Oh, I got a message for you. There's something in my heart that I want to give you." Oh, and what's the Lord saying here tonight? I believe that he's come in this service and we feel his wonderful presence and he is worthy to be praised. I'm like you, Sister Maria. I feel like a spirit of worship in here that I want to love him with all of my heart and with all of my soul and all that is within me, and to lift up my hands in the sanctuary and to bless the Lord, for he is worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our thanksgiving. Oh, I got to say it. I'm a looking for people that will worship me in the spirit and in the truth. And oh, that they had such a heart in them that they would serve me in the beauty of holiness, and that they would live for me, and that they would give me the whole heart. Raise your little head and say, yes, Lord, what you desire out of me, I want to give it to you freely. What good would it be for us to go against our feelings and say, I just don't feel like worshiping the Lord. I just don't feel like getting in. I don't feel like raising my hands. My Lord, have you got a desire in your heart? The Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. If I got nothing else to praise him for, I've got food. Hallelujah. I've got clothes. I got raiment. I got a house to live in. I got a pillow to lay my head on. But if I didn't have any of it, if I had the Lord, and the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in the green pastures. Hallelujah. He restoreth my soul. He leads me beside the still waters. And you say, God, I don't know that I have you. That's enough for me to praise him for all of eternity. I don't know that I've been saved and I've been redeemed. I've been called out. I've been delivered. I've been blessed. Hallelujah. I'm a child of God. I got the Holy Ghost. I got the Spirit. I live it in my heart. I got that anointing. I got his presence. I feel his Spirit. That's enough for the redeemed of the Lord to say so.
Amen.
His mercy. How many's ever had times in your life you knew the Lord had mercy on you?
Yeah.
He did. He did. Look back on your life. None of us would be in this building tonight.
That's right.
Unless the Lord had mercy.
That's right. Amen. Right.
You could have went out. And you did go out. God brought you back. Lost. A sheep that went astray.
Yeah.
A lamb out of the fold. Years and years went by.
Come on.
But God saw you the whole time. God loved you the whole time.
Yeah.
He knew exactly where you were.
Yeah.
Had his mercy never ran out. And the Lord looked down and he saw you walking through the door. And he said, there she is. And she's coming into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. I've never forgotten her. Raise your little head. I'm so glad that he never forgets me. He knows of me. I'm so glad. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. He satisfies the longing soul. And he feels a hungry soul with his goodness. I'm telling you, I feel the love of God tonight. I feel the mercy of God tonight. His mercy endureth forever and ever and ever. It has not run out. Woo!
Glory! Glory!
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Brother JD, I'm telling you, the mounds, what is that? Mount Everest, 31 or 2,000 feet high? It could crumble and fall right into the ocean, to the seas. Every river across America can run dry.
Whew.
The seas could go dry.
Yeah.
Run out. But the mercy of the Lord is just as real and rich.
Yeah.
And it'll be forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Woo. rich in mercy. Hallelujah, abundant in grace. Hallelujah, Jesus told Paul. He said, my grace is sufficient for you, Paul. Paul said, I have found out that when I am weak, he said, then am I strong, because the grace of God is a keeping me. I'm a telling you, raise your little hand in the house. It is grace that has brought us here tonight. Hey, Lord, I could have went out of this world lost. Many times been in car wrecks, almost an overdose, and the old devil told me to take my life. I'm telling you, I'm holding this microphone tonight and I'm telling you that the Lord heard and he answered my mommy's prayers and he brought me to an old altar and he saved my soul. I got something worth praising him for. He's real. Raise your little hand. He's real. Oh, the grace of God that bought us and brought us. Hallelujah to salvation.
Yes.
I'm supposed to be teaching this.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Good job.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
I don't know who else watching that, but I tell you, I love you guys out there, every one of you.
Come on,
Jesus is real.
Yeah.
What he's done for me, he'll do for you.
Yeah.
He sees you right where you are.
Yeah.
He loves you.
Yeah.
Your problems and your troubles, your sorrows, he loves you.
Yeah.
He loves you with an everlasting love.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Ain't you glad of that? His compassions fail not. They fail not. They're new every morning. He daily loads us with benefits. I thank him, Brother Ronnie, for every breath that I breathe. It's a mercy from God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, I've always prayed for a spiritual mind. We need that.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
I heard a preacher one time, he said, I can be walking through the lawn. He said, I can look right down and see one blade of grass, that beautiful emerald green, and see just like the breath of God breathing through the wind. And he said, it just going back and forth like that. He said, I see Jesus just in one blade of grass.
Come on.
I was on my way to Sunday school years ago. Stopped there at the end of Route 75. Traffic light was red. Power line went over. Real heavy dew that morning. And Brother B, I looked up on that electric line and there was a drop of water as big as my thumb and it was a hanging like this right. Big old fat raindrop. And it was getting ready to get just a drop right down. And the sun's rays, the way it come through and hit that little raindrop, it looked like a diamond glistening inside of it. I got the biggest blessing looking at a little raindrop as the sun's rays, honest, it was a dancing on the inside. Brother Terry, I hollered at Mary one morning, looked out, and our apple tree had been, a heavy, heavy dew. Sun come up over the hill, up, like this right here, and it was just shining down on my apple tree. Brother Greg, I'm telling you, the rays, you could see the rays, couldn't you, honey? Coming into the limbs of that, it looked like it was covered with diamonds. Honest, the wind wasn't blowing. I told Mary, I said, the wind ain't blowing. I said, look at those raindrops, they're dancing. I'm serious. It was something about the rays of the sun. It just looked like they was so happy. Woo! They was appraising the Lord in their own way.
Amen.
He ain't far from any one of us.
That's right.
He's not that far away.
Yeah.
Well, praise be the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got a little mockingbird for the last two weeks. Ask my wife back there. It sings its little heart out. Time it gets daylight till it gets dark. Guess where it's a singing at? My front porch right here looking at the driveway. The power lines are going over. It sits right there, raises its little beak, and it'll sing. A mockingbird, they say, can sing about 20 or 30 and mock all these other birds. And I never heard such music coming out of a mockingbird. It is happy. I'm telling you, they got such a thing as called a storm thrush. And it never sings until it comes a storm. God puts something in the storm thrush that when the storm rages and the lightning flashes, and the thunder rolls, that storm thrush, look it up, it'll get the highest twig on a tree. And while the winds are blowing and the thunders are rolling, they say it pours out the most beautiful music and song from deep within its breast. I'm telling you, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. He's real. He's worthy of our praise. I ain't gonna let a bird out sing me and out praise me. Well, praise the Lord. Come on, Robbie. Hallelujah. The robin has got a most beautiful song. You know why? Because it's time to raise their little ones. They're out there already carrying their straw in. Hallelujah. And winding it around and putting the little twigs in it. They're happy and they're on way. They're saying, Lord, you put it in my heart to build, and I'm going to raise my little ones.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I read after this one guy. How in the world am I getting all on this?
Come on.
This man, he said, I was out walking. I got the book at the house. He said, they come off. He said, I had a little bird, and I don't remember what kind of bird it was. He said, it was a little bird. He said, it had its nest built. Hadn't laid its eggs yet. He says, I was out there walking. Next morning, that storm had hit during the night. He said, I looked down there, and he said, where that storm come through and hit that bush. Said, it just whipped that bush. These limbs are laying everywhere. And said, the little nest was laying down on the ground. He said, I felt so sorry for that little bird. It lost its home. It lost its nest. It looked like it just lost its future. He said, I felt so sorry for that little bird until I heard the prettiest song. He said, there was a bird singing its heart out. He said, I looked around over on the other bush and said, it was the same bird. And said, it was a singing. And said, did not let that trouble and that storm stop its little song. Raise your hand and praise him. Praise the Lord. Brother Ron, he said, I watched that bird. He said, as it went again, and it carried the straw, and it carried the leaves, and it carried the little twigs. Said, I watched it build its nest again, and said, it never did stop praising God. Never stopped singing.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus.
We let so many things on us tie us down. Our troubles, our losses, our trials. Come on. We just seem to set when God is saying, that men would praise me for my goodness and my wonderful works.
Amen.
To the children of men. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Thank you, Lord. Give him a wave offering in the house. Hallelujah, Lord. Children, I feel the Lord in this place. I feel the Lord. He's come here tonight and he's blessed us with his presence. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I'm so glad, Brother Ron. I'm so glad that we can feel the presence of the Lord here in this house. Thank you, Lord. How many can be honest with me? If it wasn't for the house of the Lord, if it wasn't for the place to come and to gather together with the saints and to feel the Spirit of God, I'm telling you, all of us would be hurting. How many can be honest with me? You came through those doors and you was downcast. But when you went home, the Lord gave you something and put something inside, and you felt the Spirit of the Lord, and you felt like going on. Ain't you glad of that? His mercy endureth forever.
Hallelujah.
Oh, that man. Oh, that man. We praise the Lord. How many times, brother, on that chapter?
Four or five.
Oh, that man. We praise the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works to the children of men.
Four times.
Oh, God. Listen now. I'm going to end with this one. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven, and they go down again to the depths. You ever been there? Thank God for the high times, the mounting ups. But then the waves come, and they go, and you go back down again in the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man, and are at their wits' end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet. So he bringeth them unto their desired haven, a place of safety. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people, and praise him in the assembly of the elders. As I close, I want to tell you one more story. I don't think I told it here, but up very close to the mall, Barbersville Mall, if you go all the way to the top of the hill there, you got Target up there. Well, the flat below that, they had a place there, it was a bird place. And anything you wanted to buy that had to deal with birds, they had it. I bought gourds for my martins. They had gourds in there, plastic white gourds. I bought those. They had all kinds of seeds for birds. They had bird feeders. They had bird houses, anything. Mary and I went up there, and they had a little thing right there, and they was advertising a bird show. And it was giving the date. And they was going to bring in a falcon, an eagle, and they was going to bring in a big owl. I'm talking about they were big. I told Mary, I said, I can't hardly wait. I want to go up there and see that eagle. And that eagle's name was Spirit. They named him. Wow. Listen to this. I told Mary, I said, I'm going to take my camera. And I had one of those big old, I think back at that time, I don't even know if it was digital or not. It might have to take rolls of film. I usually put about a roll of 24 film in that, maybe sometimes 36. I said, I've got to go, man, I've got to go see them birds. We went in there, and they had them birds back in the back. So they had mounted a rail out front like this, a big old rail, and they had padding on it like carpet, and they had it taped down. And they come out of there with a falcon. Now, they're a predatory bird. They come out there and they have a leather strap around its foot like this right here. And they had tied it around that rail to where he couldn't go anywhere. And out comes another one had a great big old owl. And I'm telling you, that owl must have stood about this tall. Big old head going to look like 180 degrees farther than that. That old head going around, them eyeballs about that big around. And set him over there out of the path of that falcon. Because they're both predatory. When that door opened the third time, they brought Spirit out. Honest, an eagle's wings can go as far as 8 feet wide. Wow. 8 feet wingspan. They brought him out of there and brought him way over, away from them other two birds. That was the biggest bird I ever seen in my life. And that one woman said, now he's sitting on his haunches. And said, whenever you read the scripture in the Bible where it says they mount up, they get up like this. It looked like he wasn't very tall at all. But when he stood up, he raised up like this right here. He did not like that owl. He did not like that falcon. And he began to hear me. I don't know if you ever heard an eagle squeal or not, but they scream. They scream in the heavens when they soar. He looked over there at them other two. It was as if Spirit was saying, God's got a special blessing upon me. I can fly higher than any one of you. Hey, Lord. I can mount up to above the clouds of the heavens. And I can go above the clouds and the storms. He would squeal at the other two birds. But what got me, and this is the reason I'm saying all this, what got me was, they take these birds in, and it's a place up here, a rehabilitation in West Virginia, up in the mountains. They got a big area, they was telling them. It's all netted in. I mean, it's got roof over it. It's all open, but they got screen everywhere. And they put eagle in there. So they love that eagle so much that they bring him home to one of the workers' porch. And the worker, they put a big old leather strap on him. They keep a leather strap right there. And tied him to that banister on that porch. Time they was getting here, the tears was rolling down my face. That's the truth. I couldn't hardly snap the pictures on that camera. Honest, I don't know what everybody else was thinking, but my mind was in the Bible, in the scripture.
Come on.
They said they tied spirit there. And said they love to watch him because every time that the sky turns dark and begins to get black and a roll of thunder across the hills, said spirit comes alive. Said he'll sit right there and said he won't hardly make no move. He'll watch. Said that the very slightest roll of thunder, said that head will start going like this. And when it starts a lightning and the wind picks up, they said, oh, spirit, we'll mount up right there. There's something that God put in the breast of an eagle that when the storm is raging, they said that eagle would go against that strap and said it would squeal with everything in its heart as if to say, let me loose, let me loose. The storms are getting ready to rage and the winds are blowing and the rain are descended, and there's something in me that God's calling me out of the higher realm. I raise it on my hand. I'm ready to go, Lord. I let the winds blow. Hallelujah. And the rains descend, and the lightning flash, and the thunder roll. They said, oh, spirit would get up and flap his wings and go against that rope as if to say, God put it in me. Won't you turn me loose? I like to say to that, let us take it off and say, Lord, remove the straps that are holding me down and let me soar and let me mount up with the wings of an eagle.
You mean the liberty you meant for me?
I was wiping tears.
Yeah.
I said, Lord, I feel like one of those eagles.
Come on.
I don't know about you guys, but we've had an eagle out to the house. Mary saw it one time, I saw it the other. I went out to the mailbox, sun was real bright. Going almost in the driveway, go across the road. I seen an awful shadow, a big shadow. I said, what on earth? Is that a plane? And really, I thought, that's got to be the biggest vulture has to ever come over here. And I looked up right there, and there's a bald eagle, prettiest white head. Heading south. He was. Heading right up the holler, which was south. And I come in there, and I said, Mary, you ain't going to believe this, man. I seen an eagle go over. Man, oh, man. Oh, I feel the Lord right here. I feel the Lord right here. The devil will tell you that you can't soar. Come on now. He'll tell you that you can't mount up. Can you quote that 40:29 all the way through, Brother Lund? Can you quote it or not?
Hast thou not heard?
Listen to this.
Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator, the ends of the earth, faint not, neither is weary? Oh, no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increases strength.
Yes.
Even the youth shall faint be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run, not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
Hey, God. Hey, God. Lord, let me run my last mile home.
Come on.
Let the winds blow, God. Let the
against the sin. Let up on the road. Let me mount up. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Spirit of God. If there's ever a time that the church needs to mount up, it's now. Hallelujah. And say, Lord, I'm not going to be at all cast down. I refuse to spend the rest of my life with the chickens in the barnyard. You made me to go higher than that. I give him a praise, children. Hallelujah. It's time to mount up.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Help
us,
Lord.
Amen.
Glory
to God.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory,
Lord. Yes,
Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stand with me tonight. Ah, thank you, Lord.
Preach.
Hey. Oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works to the children of men. He satisfied the longing soul and he filled the hungry soul with goodness. Oh, Sister Angie, this is rich and it's real. I feel like going on, Sissy. Yeah, I feel like going on. Hey, Lord, am I going to get up? Am I going to rise up? Hallelujah to the Lord. There's a lifting up in Jesus. There's a lifting up in this last hour that we're living in. Hallelujah. Give him a wave offering. Come on, let's everybody find a place to pray. Hallelujah. Give me, Lord, give me. Put it in me what you put in the birds. Hallelujah, to keep right on singing and keep right on praising you.
Woo!
Hey!
Oh, my Father, Lord. Oh,
yes, worthy to be praised. Yes, you are, Lord.
Oh, my Father, Lord. Oh,
he is worthy to be praised.
Oh, Santa,
blessed be the rock.
Blessed be the rock of my salvation.
Blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock
of my salvation.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory, glory to his name.
Arise, children, arise.
He lives and reigns forever.
When Jesus saved you, he put a set of wings, eagle's wings, inside of your heart and inside of your soul. He made you to mount up. Hallelujah, to fly into the heavenlies.
Blessed be the rock.
Blessed be the rock
of my salvation.
Hosanna. Blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock
of my
salvation.
Jehovah Jireh is his name.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Come on.
For he provided all my needs. Jehovah Jireh is his name. For he provided all my needs. Hosanna,
blessed be the rock.
Blessed be the rock of my salvation.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
There's power in praise. There's power in a hallelujah. And a song sung unto the Lord.
Hey. Oh, my Father, Lord.
He is worthy to be praised. Yes, you are, Lord. Glory. Hosanna,
For I thank Christmas Day. For He's the Lord that healeth me.
Yes, He is. Yes, He is. He's a healer.
Jehovah Rapha, for I thank Christmas Day. He's the Lord that healeth me. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock, my salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock, my salvation. He's worthy to be praised, yes, You are, Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord. He is worthy to be praised.
Raise your little hand. Just give it up. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This sounds good. It's real. Woo! Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock, my salvation. Oh, magnify the Lord, for He is worthy to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord. He is worthy to praise.
Glory, glory, glory.
Hosanna, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock, my salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock, my salvation.
You know, like,